Let's take a look at Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches. I apologize. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chof. Biyadoni Loshen Baya V'tachanunim. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Loshen of request and supplication. Who? Okay, Loshen Aram is Baya Loshen Rashi. Yeah?
Right, so you're saying the B is actually not necessarily Hebrew, it's actually Aramaic, or
right.
Connected to Aramaic.
Then it's like a cry. Zedavar Zarmo and the Sanchal Milis Loshen Trusi. Rabban asks in Rashi, it's a very strange thing to rely on the Lashon Tursi.
I don't know why it's Tursi, it's Aramaic.
Vein Doma Eleha, Kibaya Kula Miwa.
Right, he's saying, so Rashi's saying B is related to Bai, Bez Yud Yud Aleph in Aramaic.
Right.
He says, why? Like, why do you have to say that? You know, why do you have to, you know, it's like, why do you have to be, you know, making Okimta like that? That's so hard to say that Bez Yud is related to Bez Yud Yud Aleph. Bez Yud Yud Aleph is an entire word in Aramaic. B is not the same word.
Right. What is that whole word?
Bai. That word. It's a word. Bez Yud Yud Aleph. So he's basically saying, if
Akash Baruch Hu, saying that's so strange.
If Akash Baruch Hu wanted to use the word Bai,
yes.
Bez Yud Yud Aleph, he would have written Bez Yud Yud Aleph.
That's
well, he didn't. He wrote Bez Yud.
Taurus is similar to Aramaic, I think. No?
I guess so.
So you're saying it's weird. You know, the Torah would have said it itself.
Yeah.
Lo tishtanav lo yomri mena keep lo yomri mena b. Then don't say b. Just say baye.
Right.
Vochi amila he ain't a lashon baye of tachanun k'mashom or rahav. First of all, the word is not lashon baye of tachanun like the Rashi says. First, a rav is Rashi. Aval he lashon saka. The tarum is screaming, complaining. Al shever val ivis dover. Something that's broken, something that's crooked. Can only milas avui.
Avui, b'loshon kodesh.
Mishle, b'loshon kodesh. He would do a b'loshon aris, known in Arabic. Agilu so b'kino sam kulon b'pishos abayit bet. There are agilu to say in the elegies that all begin
with
bet. What in Arabic or b'loshon yavon baye? A bet rafa b'shwa b'ye.
B, yeah.
Lashon Greek, Lashon Bibi, Gurafa Bishwav, Yomar Osa, El Adochik, that Tsar. These are all expressed different languages, like Surahs.
But they're all, right, they're all Tsaros. It's not Tachanunim. It's not the same. It's not supplication.
Right.
It's kvetching.
Because supplication is a request. You know,
right.
Kvetching
is
something bad that was happened already.
Complaining and kvetching. So he doesn't,
right.
So he doesn't understand two things about Rashi. One is he gives pshat in the word, the pshat that he wants to give in the word B doesn't fit with the Aramaic that he's offering.
Right.
A. And B, why stretch to tie this word to an Aramaic, to a sort of markedly different Aramaic word?
Right.
Right? Just stick with Hebrew.
Because that Aramaic word, boy, means like a kvetch, whereas opposed
and
to
it's also based Yud Yud Aleph, and
what
so why...
The, what is the Pasuk talking about, Biyadoni? I should know that. I mean, what is the Pasuk there? Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, Emerson. Emerson.
Hold on.
Yeah, Perek Mem Gimel Pasachov.
Yep.
We should do the Tites the Pasach first.
Perek Mem Gimel Pasachov. Right, by Yishuel Ho'ish Hashem. That's supposed to be Tites, sorry. Right, so it's when they come back down. Right, with Binyamin. So it's the second trip, and they go to the man who's in charge of Yosef's house.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Ebrulei Pesach Habayis. That's Pasuk Yutas. Vayomeru bi Adoni.
This is when they first come?
No, it's the second time. When they come down with Binyamin.
Yes.
Right, and
they say, we have the stuff.
And they said, you know, we're, and they're about to say, oh, you know, and then they say, oh, he remember, they bring, because they bring the brothers to Yosef's house. And I think, oh my gosh, we're about to get in trouble for the money. Right, and so they go to the guy and they say, "Vayomru biaduni yorod yoradnu batchilolish parocha," and they start telling the whole story. It's like, we came down to get food, and when we went to the hotel on the way back, we found the money, but we brought it. It was a mistake. We brought it back with us. Like, don't arrest us. It's not our fault. But the point is that they open with biaduni, Right? And Rashi right. says it's a lashon of bayah v'tachanunim.
It's a please and it's a request and a supplication.
Based. Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting. That's where he's going to Tursi.
Why is it Tursi?
Because Rashi says, interesting, because the Ramban doesn't quote Rashi fully. I mean, he does, but there's one thing he didn't note, which is that. So Rashi here says Loshon Bayah V'Tachanunim Hu, and then parenthetically there's a comment. By the way, that's Rashi referencing Unklus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Unklus says Bivou, which is request, right? That's like Bayah. So right. he says. So Rashi is basing himself. The first snippet of Rashi is basing himself on Unklus, but then he says Uvaloshon Arami. Then he brings in the Torsi, Bay, right? And that's where the Ramban says, I don't understand. Number one, B and Bay are not the same word. And number two, Bay has nothing to do with Baya V'Tachanunim. So it's not that he's objecting to Rashi's shot.
What does he mean when he says Loshon Tursi? Dover Zarmon.
He's saying
this Tursi.
I'm sorry?
It's Aramaic and Tursi, like
I
we
guess,
said?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought Unklus was Aramaic, but he's saying there is an Aramaic word or Tursi word of Bay, but that's not. You know, it's like the first half of Rashi and the second half of Rashi are looking at two different things. First half of Rashi is saying, oh, I like Unklus' pshat. It's bevo. It's tachanunim. The second half of Rashi comes in and says, no, it's got nothing to do with tachanunim. It's this word that means kvetching.
Right.
Like chepering. I'm attacking almost. Those are two completely different concepts. And on top of that, he says, I don't understand why he wants to tie it to an Aramaic word when he has perfectly fine Hebrew words he could be using.
Very good. Bracious Rabba said, "Bracious Mal was solo Larochi by Rabbos Bikoshmo. In the Chokomokomokshino Shino Muno Aboishilo. What is solo Larochi by Rabbos Bioshkmo? There's no place that doesn't have a Muno Aboishilo.
Right. There's everybody has every place every entity has somebody in charge.
In charge of his body.
On charge of dealing with his problems."
Mm-hmm.
Right, Agricus, but Medina, Mamuna, Al Bay, Shalo.
What do you mean they have an emperor or something?
Yeah, some minister? Leader, some guy who's in charge.
Agricus, but Medina, Mamuna, Al Bay, Shalo, and Akratos, Pina, Mamuna, Al Bay, Shalo, Kachmina, Boy, Bay, Shalo, Lomo, Akrish, Borchum. Shem's in charge of the world.
Right, because Borchum's in charge of the problems of the world.
But so long as Homokish, Mamuna, Al Zaakav, Al Ivis. Anyone's in charge of the crying out in the crookedness of Kodesh Baruch Hu Monal Tzakas Ashukim Baolim. Wow, Tzakim Baya. Kodesh Baruch Hu in charge of the Tzakas of the oppressed.
Basically, you don't have anybody else to stand up for them.
Baya. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of everyone, especially this, yeah?
Right.
All the funny parts of Yigash Yelavim Yehuda Baya Atam Mavra Alenu. Shkacha Martelana Vassimon Lian Lazui Hashomus Ayin.
Somus Ayin, I think.
Somus Ayin, what are you saying? Says Yehuda said, "Buy it."
Right, in next week's parasha, right, Yehuda's going to say, "By Gashi love Yehuda alvayomer bi Adoni." So, if you want to say that, that's also this word of bay of I'm complaining to you, right? He's saying, "Bi Adoni." What you're registering a complaint against us, right? By Atom of your Alenu.
Yeah, regarding what?
Regarding Binyamin.
Yeah.
Shekach amarto lanu v'asima in yolov. Right, you told us you got to bring him down so I could see him.
Right.
Zui asama sayin. Like this is what happens when we do what you want.
That's what asama sayin means.
Well, it's v'asima ini.
What's asama sayin?
This is the placing of the eye. Like this is not uh-huh. this is not fair. This is not what's.
And I did what you said. Now you're giving us problems.
Yeah. I think so.
Who says by it? The Unklus over there, I guess?
No. Over there, nobody says. It's still based in the Medrash, I guess.
Brace Rabba, or Parsa, Yibishal, Shamanim, Avra, Bayal, Biri. It's another expression of Baya.
That's also from the Medrash. I don't have that in front of me.
And Baya, and Brace, or Parsa, Vishmesh, and Isman, Adam, and Natal, Talis, Kotorach, Tzirolov.
Right, when a person is appointed to be like a manhig.
Right.
So he takes the cloak of being the manhig, and he gets all the troubles. He gets all the, you know, all the tzaras come on him.
Imra Adam Avir Bayal Chavero over Avera Lul Nichu and Nenashlov. She's a guy like Fetcher doing Avera. He doesn't rebuke him as Nenash, Barsh Yishut Israel Siva na Baya Alechon.
I'm screaming out a Baya. You know, he's bringing all these places to indicate how strongly the word Beis Yudid Aleph is a complaint.
Reichim Komosar by Uncle Shatigan Birni Babo Ribboini. When he said Babo Ribboini, what should it seem? Milas B mean Bo.
Mean Bo.
Mean Bo. Didn't tell the word me. The Rada Fain and Shu Babo Homok meaning of Kosher.
And Unglus, who in our pasuk translates or explains, right? You know, he says "Bi Adoni" means "Bivau Riboni." Please, we're begging you. So he's not saying that the word "Bi" is literally, you know, a form of the word "Bivau." He's translating. He's explaining. He's explaining in Aramaic. What is the word "Bi" in Hebrew? It means the equivalent of "Bivau" in Aramaic.
Right, so what is he trying to say?
Right, whereas Rashi had said, after his first comment based on Unglus, Rashi had actually said that the word be... the Ramban is upset at the moment about Rashi because he's saying Rashi, amongst other things, Rashi is tying this, it's like treating it like Yigarsa Hadusa in Parshas Vayetze. He's saying right. It's not Hebrew. He's saying the word be here is not Hebrew.
Right.
So Unglus doesn't say that. Unglus says it means bevo, right. It has the meaning of bevo in Aramaic, but the word itself is Hebrew.
Right.
He says, Rashi seems to be trying to take it and make it Aramaic. He says, I don't know why you would do that.
Right. That's what he means, Rada Fainin?
No, I think he's talking about Unglus there.
Yeah,
Unglus. He's saying, Unglus, who translates, who explains the words Bi Adoni as Bivo Riboni, Lo Shahoti Milas Bi Min Bo. That's not that the word Bi in the Chumash right. is actually directly connected to the word Bivo. It's how he translates it, right. how he explains it. It's right. all connected in that they're all words in Hebrew and Aramaic, whatever it is, that mean bakasha.
Right.
As opposed to Rashi, who says pretty much explicitly, this word isn't Hebrew.
Right. Okay. So what is the Ramban's pshat himself?
I guess he hasn't said yet.
But from
no, he hasn't said that he doesn't like the pshat of Bivakasha.
Right.
It's the second half of Rashi that he's objecting to so strongly.
That's what it means, I mean.
That it's, no, he's saying that the second half of Rashi seems to contradict the first, right? Rashi quotes Unglus.
Right.
And then says, oh, and Lashon Arami, it's Bay, you know, this is directly related, this is the word Bay. He said, I don't understand. I said, number one, why do you have to struggle to tie it to an Aramaic word when it's a perfectly fine Hebrew word? And number two, that's not what Bay means. Bay means kvetch. Bay means complaint. That's not what right. Bevo means.
Right. Bevrom ar b'yani adini k'derek tzara b'loshon ha-kodesh. Ibn Ezra says b'yani k'derek tzara b'loshon ha-kodesh, yeah?
It's a contractive form.
Hu omrak b'yani adini avon.
The sin is in me. And B means in me. B Adoni, it's in me.
Atama said, "Be mashatirtz of tishmeini. Do what you want with me and listen." Yeah.
Yeah.
In kein nachanu shiomra adam biachi, or be shemani, or matzati shetavos milas be raki madoni or mashem anichbar nechta balav talos.
Right. B Adonai.
Shkamel loshem adam. Chenani omer shapirish ki be baatzmi adon. One had a name Adam, one had a name Moshe. It's like Shnei Kinuim Lechizuk for strength.
Yeah.
What are the two Kinuim for strength? Come over here, Ani Avdecha, Bi Ani Ani. Tom Zaki, Yevzecha, Bezcha Ani. Guess Avdecha, not Ani, no? Those are two Kinuim Lechizuk.
No, I think it's B. He's using, it's like, repeated in a sense.
It said Biadon. Why did it say Biadoni? Because
it's in me and right. you are my master. So it's like a double subjugation of himself to the fellow he's talking to.
So Yehuda subjugates himself to Yosef?
Or in this case, it's all the brothers to the Yishar Shir Al Beis Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's doing the talking. We don't know who's doing the talking.
So at the end of the day, what's the Ramban's Pshad?
So I think, so that's, hold on. The Ramban doesn't actually give his own pshat. Like, he doesn't, you know...
He just says...
Oh, no, V'chein Ani Omer. He's basing himself, I think, on the Ibn Ezra. He says the Ibn Ezra.
Right.
That it's B is I, you know, and in this case that it's I am either the sin is in me or it's I am being kafuf to you. I'm you know, subjugating myself to you. V'chein Ani Omer Shepire...
Well, he does kind of ask. He says, V'imken nachanu shiomer shesaron biachi, no?
Right, so then I guess he rejects.
Kasha, and then he says, rejects the Omer, and okay. then he says, Omshad.
Shepiresh bi ba'atmi ata adonu Moshe.
Right.
So what it means is, bi Adoni is, you are the master of me. Be batsmi. You are the master of me. Ubo shnei kinuyim l'chizuk, and it sort of repeated in a certain way to strengthen that level of subjugation. Kamo v'li ani avdecha. Right? And for example, in the Haftorah of...
He's trying to say it's subservient to him. Yeah.
Correct. But he's saying it in an extra strong way.
Right.
Because the repeated language of both the be and the Adoni, because it could be be Adon. Right. Right? But it's the in me
right.
and the my master together are an extra repetitive form of subjugation. Like v'li ani avdecha, right? Nelson says, and to me, literally it says... Vili, and to me, I, your servant. Well, that's right. That's sort of extraneous. It's repetitive, right? Once he said Li, why do you have to say Ani?
Right.
So the answer is that repetition strengthens, strengthens the lashon that's being used.
All right, good. So that's the Ramban, yeah?
Yep.
So according to Rashi, who was Bakasha?
Well, it's not clear because Rashi brings two separate pshatim, right? First, he says he brings unkelos, which is bevo, that's bakasha.
Right.
Then he brings this lashon of bei, which the Ramban says doesn't mean
well,
that.
He meant it, I think, as a request, but you're right. The Ramban says it means.
He brings lots of rias from all over the place that it doesn't mean that.
Ezra says it means what?
It means the sin is in me.
So right.
It's my fault. I'm accepting right. guilt. Like it's an acceptance of responsibility and guilt.
And then it's just said achi, you know.
But then he's saying, it should come in other forms. It should be it shouldn't always be bi Adoni.
Right.
Right? It could be, yeah, I'm guilty, brother, I'm guilty father, I'm guilty whoever, right? But it's always used as bi Adoni.
Shouldn't have said Adoni. So Ramban says it just means double subjugation.
Right.
Okay, good. Let's see, Pirak Mem Gimel Pasuk Yudalit. Yaakov was upset with Shimon.
Yeah.
Doesn't mention his name, you know.
Yep.
Chen lo amar Shimon bin Espen Yomen, ki lo yiskru b'shmo.
Right, he says, wow.
Shirazim and Mitzrayim, Yavim Rabi Meilu, Hayab Beis Lechem. When they left Mitzrayim for many days,
When they left him, they left Shimon. I think it's Azova. When they left him in Mitzrayim, right. In other words, he was so upset with Shimon that rather than rushing Binyamin down just as an effort to get him out, he basically said, "Yeah, okay, he'll let him rot, let him sit there. I don't care.
Right.
I go let him sit there until we need to go back down. I'm not going to make a special trip."
What is Hayab Beis Olechem? Because he still had bread.
He had bread. Yeah. Yomim Rabim. You know. Yom Rami Elu Hayab Beis Olechem. So Lo Sholach. Right. He could have turned right around. Like no. Go back and get him. He says, "Dad, Shimon, I'm annoyed at Shimon. He can rot. He can sit in jail."
Rashi Kaz Ruach Hakoshen.
It's really amazing.
The Rabbi says Yosef. Why is it amazing? He was upset with him.
I know, but at that level, we don't see him upset with Levi.
He wasn't going to die.
I know, but still, I mean, in jail and trying to...
Maybe he would have been upset if Levi was there, too.
No, but...
Maybe he would have had the same...
Right, but we don't see anywhere that he's annoyed at Levi at the same level that
There's
he's...
No opportunity.
You know, I don't know if Shimon was the ringleader or if Shimon started it.
Shimon was older.
I know Shimon was older, so maybe that's true, and maybe that's why that's why he's more annoyed.
More responsibility, I don't know.
Yeah.
Rashi Kosev, it's a ruch hakodesh in Seneca, Rav, the Rabbi says Yosef, want to include Yosef.
Right, that's the famous Rashi, right? Shilach lochem es achichem, your brother is Shimon, acher is Yosef, ves Binyamin.
Men Yosef, Rashi's Rabbi, im gam kenam ro shilach lochem es achichem
es Yosef. Oh, achichem es Yosef.
Acher es Shimon.
Ouch. So that's based on the Medrash.
Guys.
Yeah, I understand that. But the question is, he's still using... You know, less than positive language, even in that take, right? Achichem is Yosef and Acher is Shimon.
Right.
That's pretty loaded. It's like, you know, the other one.
Right. V'nochon hu kinosan daito v'esa tefilas balastam He also did daven. He said tefila daven on the acher. Yes?
Right.
Still daven for Shimon. Loshan acher darshu sham reishis rabba omru bishuma levi pasar karya bagalios. Kel shakayiti lechem rachim lefnei ish.
So Rav Shimon Levi explains the pasuk.
Kodesh Baruch Hu give him mercy.
Right before the man.
Right, lefnei ish.
So Rav Shubin Levi explains this pasuk as being essentially a nevuah with respect to future galus. Right, the pasuk says, "V'keil shakai yitain lachem rachamim l'fnei ha'ish v'shilach lachem asachichem acheres binyamin." Right. So who's the ish? L'fnei ha'ish. The ish is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem ish mochama.
Right.
By Itain Osam L'Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy upon us. And then what is V'shilach L'Chem Asachichem? Elu HaShvatim. What is this?
So it's not referring at all to what?
Yeah, it's HaShvatim. It's not, I mean, yes, obviously in Mikriyos Evidei Pshuto, it still has connection to the story, he says, but the deeper meaning is with a reference to the future goals of the Aseres HaShvatim.
Right. Acher ves Binyamin, Yehuda Binyamin.
And is that they'll be reunited, all the Shvatim, all the 12 Shvatim.
Yeah, and he says, she called it B'churban Rishon. B'churban Rishon, she called it B'churban Shein Eshkolot.
Right, and I, Bani, Kasher Shacholti, Shacholti, there's only two Shchulo, two...
Churbonos. Zeleshonim, Zelechavonik.
Right, two Churbonos being referenced.
Zeleshonim, Zelechavonik, Zelechavonik, Yeridus Yaakov, Lesham, Yirmos, Lekalasinu, Biadenom.
We know the Ramban has that.
Let me just go to the restroom.